Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when he sleeps and when he wakes up, the first thing he does is that he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before he sleeps, he remembers Allah, and when he wakes up, he also remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A hadith from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, Ala ukhbirukum bima kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam yaqul idha awa ila firasha. Do you want me to tell you what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi used to say before he goes to bed? Qultu bala. The narrator says, I said, yeah, of course, I want to know what the Prophet used to say so I can do. He says, Kana yaqra'u ayatul kursi. The ayah of kursi, verse 55 of Surah Al-Baqarah, he would recite that. Wa yaqul, Bismillahu amant, billah, wa kafartu bittaghut. So, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believed in Allah, and I have rejected the ta'ud, the oppressors. Allahumma ahfadni fi manami. Oh Allah, protect me in my sleep. Wa fi yaqdati, and when I wake up. This is the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ayah. Very simple, very easy. We all can do it, just like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reciting verse of the Kursi will take you literally under a minute, maybe 30 seconds to recite verse of Al-Kursi. And that dua, oh Allah, in you I believed and I rejected and I committed blasphemy in all the oppressors. Oh Allah, protect me in my sleep and in my waking up. Simple and easy. Also, it was narrated that from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, كان إذا رأه شيء في منامه. So the Prophet would sleep, and if he has a bad dream, he would wake up and he would say, هو الله الذي لا شريك له. He would say, He is Allah, the one that has no partner. And when he wakes up for salah, he says, الحمد لله نور السماوات والأرض والحمد لله قيوم السماوات والأرض. So he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light of the heavens and the earth. And glory be to Allah, the sustainer and maintainer of the heavens and earth. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do more supplication. And then he would brush his teeth just before he does his wudu. And then he does his wudu. So always our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, his number one priority before waking up, during sleep, after sleep, before sleep, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to be like him as well. Now, we don't have to recite the same dua that the Prophet did, which is preferred, but any dua you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do that job. Let us take a short break and then we will come back right after.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the love. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa ala.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We have a hadith from Al-Imam Ali ibn Muhammad ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi as-salam. He says, لَنَا أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ عِنْدَ نَوْمِنَا عَشْرِ خِصَالٍ. We, the household, which includes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there are 10 things about us, 10 virtues about us when it comes to sleep. Or 10 things that we do when it comes to sleeping. One, at-tahara, is that we sleep in the state of purification. So meaning that the Imam alayhi salam, or all the Imams, before they go to bed, they would perform wudu. Constantly, the Imams alayhi salam are on wudu. But especially when it comes to bed, they have to do wudu. This is something that I and you can do and should do. Because the hadith that says if anyone dies in his sleep while he's on wudu, he dies as a shaheed. So it's very easy, and I don't know if I'm going to wake up or not. And another hadith that says whoever sleeps while he's on wudu, then he would be considered to be a abid instead of ibadah, in a state of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just for doing wudu. So you can't wake up for Salat al-Layl, you find it hard to do, by all means, do wudu before you sleep, and you'll be counted and considered to be as someone who spent the entire night in ibadah. That is the first thing that the al-bayt do. Then the Imam says, وَتَوْسِيدُ الْيَمِينِ. When we sleep on our right. So the prophets, they sleep on their backs. The imams and the believers, they sleep on their right. وَتَسْبِيحُ اللَّهِ 33. And to say Subhanallah 33 times. وَتَحْمِيدُهُ 33. And to say Alhamdulillah 33 times. وَتَكْبِيرُهُ 34. And to say Allahu Akbar 34 times. And this is what we call Tasbihu Zahra alayha as-salam. He says this is one of the virtues of the Imam. So before they sleep, they have to sleep on Tahara. They perform Tasbihu Zahra alayhi as-salam. وَنَسْتَقْبِلَ الْقِبْلَةَ بِوُجُوهِنَا. And we make our faces face the Qibla. So they sleep in a way where his face, not his body, his face is facing the Qibla when he sleeps on his right. And then he says, وَنَقْرَأُ الْفَاتِحَةُ الْكِتَابِ. And we read Surah Al-Hamd, وَآيَةُ الْكُرْسِي, وَنَشْهَدُ اللَّهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. And we bear witness to Allah that there is no one except Him. And then the Imam says, فَمَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ. Whoever does this, فَقَدْ أَخَذَ بِحَظِّهِ مِنْ لَيْلَتَهِ. Then he would take all the benefits that he can get from this night. So let's recap on that. Wudu, Tasbihu Zahra, facing the Qibla, reading Alhamd, and reading verse of Al-Kursi, and saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, or there is no God except Him. And then a person goes to sleep. So basically these are the things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to do. And we have to be like him. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi. Ya yeah.
رسول